Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to another night in the Red Room. I can tell you every night in the Red Room is always hot and spicy, but tonight it is definitely going to be more than that. First, I want to thank my co-host, the hardest working man in Hotlanta, James. James, are you on the show with us tonight?
Hello.
He's a little low-key. I ain't even going to say why, but, you know, at some point if he decides to reveal that, then he should say it. But we have my other co-host, of course, every week that is here with us, Sarah Lynn. Sarah Lynn, are you ready to throw a little spice, a little flavor into relationships tonight?
Spice, flavor, a little bit of cayenne pepper and all of that.
Uh-oh, okay. Well,
I'll be able to help James out.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he had a little too much spice flavor. I didn't really say that, but like I said, I'm going to let him tell you why he's a little low-key tonight. But I kind of feel like at some point he's going to just kick it up a notch and, you know, we'll already know what his deal is. But tonight, I'm telling you guys, you have no idea what you're in store for. I have someone who is like just the sparkle of my heart that is on the show for us with us tonight. I'm going to wait to introduce her. I'm going to give her a chance to, you know, kind of get used to being on the show with us. I don't know how often she's going to come back, but I got a feeling that from tonight's show, she's going to have a whole lot of people reaching out to her. I'm going to leave that secret guest for later. I want to start first tonight by saying that our show is always about topics that we want to share, hopefully that someone will get some information from the show and feel that they're either inspired, empowered, motivated, and whatever the topic is that we discuss. If you've read the information about our show tonight, you know that it is about spicing up your relationship. I will say this. A lot of times when a person is in a relationship or two people are in a relationship, after the honeymoon stage, many of us have the tendency to switch our relationship on autopilot, but that still needs an important component. I mean, you still have to do something to keep it going. And that thing that you need to keep it going is called fuel. I mean, whatever we do when it comes to relationships, if we let it turn into that mundane, that usual, that normal, that everyday routine kind of thing, and there is no spark, it's one that you just kind of can fit into that comfortable place, and nobody really wants to be in that comfortable place. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to share ideas on how to spice up your relationship. Now, if you're not in a relationship like myself, ask yourself, wouldn't you want to have the full arsenal of ideas ahead of time? You're never wondering what to do once you meet that special person. You're never having to wonder, what should I do to keep that person's interest? What should I do to constantly give to that person so that they feel that I'm as special to them as they are to me? So at this point, if you're listening, call in and share. It's about learning from each other to expand our creativity so we won't be scratching our heads later wondering, what should I do? If you're listening and you want to share with us, press 1 on your phone. I will see in my studio that you are interested in sharing with us. If you are chatting with us and you've logged on in the chat room, please feel free to share your ideas or your information, questions, comments, or whatever it is that you want to share with us in our chat room. Know and understand that you always can remain completely anonymous. This is not about who you are. It's about what you want to share with us, and not just with us that's on the show, but with the thousands of listeners that have listened in on the archive shows. I've gotten emails. I've gotten inbox messages on my Facebook page from people that have commented and just, you know, shared what they've received, and also have gotten ideas on, you know, shows that we should talk about, the ideas and topics of shows that we should talk about. So Please bear with me because I'm multitasking here and I'm trying to operate the chat room because I see people that have already logged in and I'm so excited. So at some point, if you hear the clicking on the keyboard, just know I'm responding in the chat room, but I want you to keep it coming and let's just make this as awesome a show as we have every other show. I would say that I did a survey. Did you say something, Jane?
Did you see my message?
No, what's your message? Okay, I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to check your message, but at the same time, now you're going to make me multitask in three or four different ways.
I wanted you to do it now before we got too far into it, that's all.
Okay.
But okay, go ahead.
Nope. What I want to do is share what the feedback that I've gotten from surveys. And I also see that there is someone that's on the call with us tonight that wants to share, and I'm so excited. And I can't wait for him to have an opportunity to share with us. So I got it. What I did was with every show, when the topics come up, whether it's a topic that, you know, my co-host come up with, or if it's something that just pops in my mind, or something that someone else, introduces as a topic, I do surveys in different ways, face-to-face surveys. I'm one who will walk up to a stranger and just ask the question that has to do with the show for Thursday. And I think that has a lot to do with how many listeners that we have, because people become intrigued by things that I ask them, get the response and simply walk away and just simply say, well, if you'd like to know how your information has contributed to the survey, please listen to the radio show. So I did some surveys, and I'm going to be honest, and I know I may get some feedback from this one, but when bringing up the topic of tonight's show on how to be creative, how to, spice up your relationship, I got responses from women that were very, very interesting. But the men just kind of seemed like they had to scratch their head. And it just made me kind of think, you know, are men not as creative as women? So I want to give an opportunity for the men to redeem themselves, because I really have found out that when it comes to relationships, women have more creativity. And we know that men can be creative, but I think sometimes they just kind of wonder, what do women want? But because we don't always tell them, they're at a loss. So if there is any man that wonders, what do women want, tonight we're going to share and tell you so you won't have to wonder. I still say every woman is different, so what they are looking for, what they want to give and what they want to receive can be different, but at least you'll have an idea how you could just kind of broadside a woman and she'll be like, wow, where did that come from? And I will say this, when it comes to relationships, again, women are more creative, but once you start the creativity, you will have a tendency to shift their ego into fifth gear, because men love competition. So they won't want to lose, and they're always going to want to beat you. And in a relationship, when it comes to creativity and being romantic and creating that spice, I'm sorry, that's one place I really would like to lose, because if I'm losing and we're both happy, I can't be mad at that. Now, what I want to do is I want to start with just some ideas that are some of my own, some from surveys, some are a little provocative, and some are very simple, but you'll find something from what we'll share tonight that I'm sure you'll definitely be able to use to spice up your relationship, if not now, in the future. You're going to want to take notes. If you're listening to this call and it's an archive call, I will tell you right now, grab a pen, grab some paper, and write down the things that we're going to share with you, because you will definitely be able to use them. You don't want to lose them. You want to use them. First thing on the list is cook together. And that kind of sounds a little boring, but think of it in a different sense. Each partner can choose a recipe that you've never made before. You don't even care whether you like it or not, because it's not about the dining experience. It's about the creativity. when you cook whatever it is that you're cooking, describe when once you're cooking it, while you're cooking it, and once it's done, feed that other person what it is that you created from this recipe, and ask that person to describe what it is that they taste from it that relates or describes that person's personality or their physical characteristics. Tell me what you taste in this that reminds me of what you love about me. It could be something as, I taste the spiciness, and I like that in your personality. Or that tastes a little bit bitter, but, you know, the bitterness in you sometimes makes me know and understand I need to step up and find out what's wrong with you. So it's one where you can also learn something about the other person, have fun at the same time, and I will say don't be surprised if you end up turning off the stove and making your own heat in the kitchen. It's just one that you just never know where it could go. So
can I put my two
cook together? Did somebody say something?
Can I put in my 2 cents before?
Please do.
Not only can you cook together, but think about it. If you would picture for a minute, go get yourself a beautiful apron. You don't have to be cooking looking boring. You could be cooking looking sexy.
So, okay.
High heel shoes. Something sexy under there. You bend to get to that stove. Trust me, the food may not be finished.
You see what I'm saying? Just something simple as saying cook together can lead in a direction where both people, like Sherilyn said, you might not even care what it is that you're cooking, but by the time it's over, both of y'all are very pleased with the appetizer, the entree, and the dessert.
It's dessert time. But I have somebody who wants to put their 2 cents in.
Huh?
We have a caller that wants to put their 2 cents in.
Okay. Caller, do you have something that you'd like to add? I'm going to announce you as just the last four numbers in your phone number. Again, we are completely anonymous. If you want to share with us who you are, we'd love that. But if you don't, feel free to just be anonymous. Last four numbers of your number is 2555. Welcome to the Red Room, caller. What would you like to share?
Well, first off, I want to congratulate you, and this is my first time in the Red Room. I love you to death.
I love you too.
This is Elijah. I just wanted to kind of comment on the whole cooking together ordeal. I think in order, if you're doing something like that, and you're trying to get not just a reaction, but honesty out of someone, you can either take it to a different level, and if you're the one cooking, how about you blindfold the one that you're tasting?
Ooh.
It's not necessarily freaky. If you blind, whenever
freaky.
You shut off, I know you like freaky, so.
I'm looking for my pen because now I'm taking notes, okay? So we will add to that a blindfold taste test.
But the reason I say that is because when you shut off one sense, it heightens the other sense. Or it heightens another sense. So if you blindfold the eyes and they don't know what they're tasting, as long as they're not allergic, and, you know, just make them taste it. And then when they taste it, they can't see your reaction to what they're tasting. So they're able to give you a better, honest answer, and they can actually think about it, and they don't know what they're tasting.
I like that. So all of those men that want to cook but can't cook, just know and understand, I don't care how bad a hot dog can taste, if you blindfold her and you tell her to taste what it describes and she knows that y'all are both in the kitchen in the attire that Sarah Lynn described, I don't even think she's going to care. Huh?
Well, I have another one for you guys.
Okay, so I use the worst case scenario. I'm just thinking there's a few things that men can cook: noodles, boiled eggs, and hot dogs.
Oh,
so
Lord.
Even if they can't cook in those three things, I don't think she'll even care. I really, really like that. Okay,
but
let's
I have
keep
another
moving,
one,
y'all, because there's a whole list. There's a whole list. Yes.
Well, I have one more for you guys.
Okay.
Am I still muted?
They can't
is it
cook,
part of,
but then,
is it, wait a minute, hold on. I'm gonna take a time out. Is it part of your list? Because you know I'm gonna give you a chance for your list. Because your list,
no,
you
no,
can
no.
go somewhere where the most of us can't even go. But go ahead.
But this one is still cooking. But you see, most of them can't cook, but they like things like whipped cream, strawberry, honey, right?
Well, that is true.
So don't have to have a table to put those things on the menu.
Well, can I add something to what Sarah Lynn just said about the whipped cream and the strawberries and everything?
I'm done.
Okay.
I like that idea. I'm not going to categorize myself in the can't cook category. But if you're going to do something like strawberries and whipped cream, how about you spice it up and just don't do strawberries and whipped cream? Go the extra mile, get some strawberries, some cheesecake, some caramel, some chocolate, and some whipped cream. Stuff the strawberry with the cheesecake, and then dip it in the different sauces and whipped cream, and get your reaction that way.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
But. Yes,
no,
but you guys didn't get it.
You
guys didn't get it. You guys didn't get it.
What did I say?
The woman, or you guys didn't get it. The woman or the man is the platter.
I understand that part, but see, my thinking, and this is going to be my freaky side coming out. You give
uh-oh,
them a taste
we're revealing.
Of something. You give them a taste of something different, and then you ease them into what you really want them to taste.
Stop that. Stop it.
I'm done.
I wish y'all could see the paper that I'm scribbling on, because I have my notes that I'm putting together, that I put together for the show tonight, and I'm just scribbling all over. I'm still not past the strawberries and putting the whipped cream, the cheesecake filling
and then the
chocolate. I'm done. Okay.
And you do that because you give them the option to what they don't know what to expect at that point, because they're getting all
and
these different
blindfolded.
Flavors. They're getting and they're blindfolded. It's like you're getting a different orgasm in your mouth. So if that's what you're giving her, if you're giving that person and you're getting that different orgasm from these different tastes. And then eventually she's going to, or they're going to get an orgasm at some point. For real.
Wow.
So
okay.
Don't just give them the one thing that you want to give them. Give them the things that you want to lead up to.
You guys going to make me want to go out there and find me a man tomorrow again.
Why tomorrow? Go tonight.
Oh my God! Let's stay on track. All I'm saying is, everybody on the show tonight. I mean, I know it's about us sharing the information and hoping that we can help somebody. But I'm going to say, I'm taking notes for myself. I'm taking notes. The second one, and I almost feel like this is one that's kind of boring, because after this was cooked together was the first one on my list, but the second one is. It's not quite as provocative as the cooking. I didn't realize that the cooking was going to go there. But the picnic lunch. Now, I know that sounds kind of boring, but everything, when I talked about how we can spice up a relationship, and I said from the bedroom and beyond, everything about the relationship does not have to be about the bedroom. Because let's keep in mind, it could be a new relationship where you're not there yet. So it's about doing things that give you an opportunity to spend time together that's a little bit different from what maybe someone else has done with you or for you. And to be perfectly honest, in today's economy, it is expensive to date, very expensive to date. I will say if I take my son to the movies, Once I buy the movie tickets for the two of us, we buy popcorn, drinks, and if he wants a hot dog or something, I'm looking at $50. So, you know, you can't always expect, and I say this to women, you know, if you're looking for the guy that wants to spend, you know, $100 every time he takes you out, or, you know, whatever it is that you are looking for in a relationship, no one understands that everybody is not in the position to be able to dish out that kind of money. I personally, I don't believe that it should have to be this all-out dump all this money into, you know, getting to know someone because, I mean, what's the point? If you don't really get along or you realize it's not something that's going to go anywhere, why should that money be wasted? And maybe that's just my way of thinking, but me personally, that's how I feel. So I think there are other things that you can do that are less costly to spend time with a person, to get to know a person, that are, you know, even if you've been in a long-term relationship, it's sometimes going back to the simple things, the little things that really mean a lot. And a picnic lunch is one of the things that you could do. And you can make it a surprise. You can choose a place, pack a lunch, and, you know, for the guys that don't cook, we understand that. You can pick up takeout. I mean, go to your Chinese restaurant. There's nothing wrong with sitting in the park eating Chinese food with chopsticks out of a Chinese takeout box.
You better go.
Grab a bottle of wine or some fried chicken. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, finger-licking good chicken. I might just bark up something in the park. But, you know, grab a bottle of wine, some sparkling cider if you don't drink. And then what you can do, and with technology today, it's just so easy to do a lot of things. Before you go, create a playlist of romantic songs or someone or songs from his or her favorite artist, depending on who's planning this lunch. Let's just say for me, an example, if I know that the person that I'm planning this surprise picnic lunch for, his favorite artist is the Isley Brothers or Al Green. Okay, so I'm probably telling my age, but that's okay. I mean, whether it's whoever it is, then create a playlist on your phone. And even if you don't have the little miniature speakers that you can take with you and plug your phone up to them, then play. I mean, the phones have, you know, the ability to be able to play music through them. Play the music while you're having your lunch, and it's just a chance to be able to talk, and you're actually spending time together. So something as simple as a picnic lunch really doesn't cost a lot, but the time that you spend together with each other, it's worth more than, you know, probably, you know, $150 dinner together at some fancy restaurant, you know, could possibly mean. So I'm not sure if anybody wants to chime in on that one. It was kind of one of the in-the-cut ideas. But for me personally, I've never had anybody to surprise me with a picnic lunch. No.
I personally like the idea of the picnic because, I mean, let's be real, in this day and age, nobody really has the money to spend to date at this point in time.
Exactly.
But not only that, people fail to think outside of the box.
Right.
Everybody's so used to just doing, you know, what the motions are and doing what they're used to. Go outside the box. Do something different. Do something that might be a little, you know, a little more special than just going to spend some money.
Right.
Hey,
the
Italians have been doing this for years and generations, and they tend to be one of the most romantic people that we could think about. They do it every day. They do it underwater. They just find a perfect little spot, a blanket, a couple pieces of cheese, some crackers. They do it all the time. Take a page from the Italian. It works.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, and like you say, it could be something as simple as just some, you know, some cheese and some fruits and some bread. It's not about the food that you're eating. It's about taking that outside of the box idea and spending quality time together. Absolutely. The next thing on the list is rose petals galore. Now, people have the tendency to think that rose petals are, you know, this over-the-top, overly expensive, this thing you only see on TV and in the movies, but I'm here to tell you. Rose petals are very romantic, and they are not that expensive. Find a florist where you can buy a dozen of roses that are very well bloomed, because roses are most expensive when, and Sarah Lynn, you probably can help me with the terminology, but I know what it is that I want to say. I just don't know the exact terminology. Find roses that are well bloomed, those that have started to open up. And at that point, florists can't sell them for the peak price, because they know that they're not going to last that long. So you'll be able to get them at a discount. I have a grocery store that I get free rose petals from. Every couple of days, I will go in the grocery store, and they have this huge basket that they have these rose petals. Now, I like rose petals, so I use them to decorate throughout my house. I don't have that whole create the romantic experience, but I just like them personally myself. So I know you can get them inexpensively, but this is the idea. If you find the roses, you know, that are at the, you know, point of where they've already started to bloom, break them from the head of the rose off the stem, and then put them in a strategic place. Let's just say that, you know this person that you're in a relationship with or your husband or your wife, they've had a really hard day. You know, they've been working, you know, all week long, and it's really hard. You take those roses and start and just put a little trail. And it doesn't have to be from your front door, because depending on the size of your house, you know, you may have to get too many rose petals. But create a path from one point to the bathroom. Have some candles. The nice aroma, and do something, and Sarah Lynn, you can probably chime in here too, but have an aroma that is relaxing. I know Bath and Body Works has a lot of the candles that are the aromatherapy candles that have the relaxed scent. I know lavender, yes, chamomile, those things are very relaxing. So use something that is going to create that relaxing type of scent to help that person unwind. Have some champagne or some wine or some sparkling cider. Have, again, I'm going to go back to the music, because music, I don't think people truly understand music. It's a way to connect to a person. And then invite that person, you know, to a bath or a shower. I mean, if you really want to get creative, when that person walks in the door, you have them come through that trail, meet you in the bathroom, you help them undress. And then it doesn't have to be the whole you're having them undress to jump straight into the intimate part of this. You want to help them undress.
If I'm undressing you, something going down.
Well, we know something's going to go down, because this is the intent of it. But we don't want it to be the – because first of all, think about it. If I walk in the door and I'm tired and I see the rose petals and I'm like, oh, that is so sweet. And then I find my way back to the bedroom, and I get my bones jumped as soon as I get in the bathroom. I mean, I ain't going to say no, but I would at least like a chance to relax. So, yeah, we know where we're going.
You can still get all the rose petals and everything.
It's the path that gets you there.
Personally, I would say, yes, I like the roses at the front of the door. I like the candles, but if you're thinking about the scent, it could be the favorite, most interesting scent that he likes on you. All you have to do is take a couple spritz of it, spritz it in the bathroom. The scent will remind him of you, you know? Start from the front door. Take him at the front door.
Okay.
Take his bag. Take his books. Help him. Take off his shoes. Massage the foot. Take off the shirt. Help him into the bathtub, you know? Give him a massage while he's in the bathtub. Take the sponge and just let the water, it's all about him.
Exactly, I like. Now, I also want to add this.
I'm going
to piggyback
off of that real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
What Sarah Lynn was saying about the aroma of what, you know, if that person just loves that particular aroma on you. Everybody well, I don't know, but down here, Walmart is a big thing. But Walmart has these oil burners that you can get for like $3. And
mm-hmm.
all you have to do is get those oil burners, and then that scent that that person loves on you so much,
mm-hmm.
spray a little bit, mix a little bit with, you know, some water or a light oil that doesn't really have a scent to it, and then burn it that way, so that way when they walk in the house, instead of them into a mist, that they'll instantly get that aroma that's floating through the air at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I like. Y'all don't even know. I'm getting so many different ideas here. Whoever he is, he better look out. Okay, I want to add this piece because I know a lot of people. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't know where he is, but when he finds me, I just want him to know it ain't no autopilot here. So I want to add this piece that I know some people may be listening to and say, okay, I don't have the luxury of being able to. And make a trail of rose petals, you know, for him or her when they come in the door, because we've got two little kids, and it's homework, it's dinner time, it's, you know, just the normal routine. Well, I will say this. No matter how many kids you have or what kind of, you know, family dynamics you have, in a relationship you have to stop and take time for each other. So if you're planning to do something like that, this would be a great opportunity for you to dial a friend.
Put the kids to bed. Put the kids to bed.
Dial a friend. Or put the kids to bed. Yes. I mean, it's you've got to create ways of being able to find the time to spend with each other. And, I mean, if you have to dial a friend, I know when I was single, when I needed to have time for myself, and it didn't necessarily mean date time or romantic time, because I was throwing rose petals through my house for, you know, the guy that I was in a relationship with, I still needed time for myself. I had a friend system where if I had something that I wanted to do for myself, I would call her and ask, when can you help me? And we created that whole support system for each other. So if you want to do this, dial a friend. And when you dial a friend and tell your friend what it is that you're planning to do, no one understands that they don't be surprised if you get a return phone call because you've given them the idea to do the same. So you've got to take time out to do things, you know, even if you have kids, to keep the sparks, to keep the fire burning in your relationship. I see that there's a caller who has something that wants to, someone who wants to comment. I'm not sure if it's on something that we have already talked about, but I will open up the line. The caller's first three numbers, the area code is 202. The last four numbers is 4869. Welcome to the Red Room, caller. Do you have something that you would like to share with us?
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Basically, I heard all of the flowers and the aromas that you guys are throwing out there. Song is nice and everything. It's not my thing, but, you know, it can be its own. I would prefer if you leave out the petals and just line up a bunch of chocolates, you know, hide it on the floor. You know?
She did not say line up a bunch of chocolates.
How did I know that?
You know what? And I'll even go further. You know, you guys, we can melt that chocolate and we can sprinkle it over each other and lick it off of each other. That's my thing.
Oh, okay.
That's
so you're saying forget the rose petals, let's go straight to the chocolate.
I know, right?
And that can happen in the bathroom as well, you know. You're right there, you're going to clean off what's left, you know, get yourself all clean
right.
and stuff like that. That's
right.
Part of the fun. And
absolutely.
For the aroma, my thing is you don't really want to get, I'm not putting down Walmart, I'm a fan of Walmart, but you don't want to get a scent that's uniform to just fragrance in a room. You want to make it a special scent, you know,
right.
Because you don't want to get the person. Go ahead.
And that's what he was saying. You can get the oil burners from Walmart, but put your own favorite or your own personal scent into the oil burners. Let's not go out and spend a whole bunch of money on the oil burners, but, you know, get it from Walmart, but put your own personal twist on the scent that reminds that person of you.
Yeah, and get something unique so that, you know, it don't matter if you guys are near or apart, broken up, still together, that little smell is always going to be in his nose. He's going to identify it with you, you know?
Right.
So you want something
right.
specific. Yep. It's a lot of research. It's not just go by, oh, that smells great. No. It has to kind of bring you to your knees. It has to stick in there. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a nice scent.
Exactly. Okay.
So that was my little scent.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm definitely seeing that. I like the whole idea of it being unique and not something that's just that's, you know, that he could smell or she could smell anywhere. But that is definitely
mm-hmm.
something that you want to keep in mind. Make it unique so that whenever they smell it, they only think of that one person.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is, at this point, I'm going to step away. I'm not going to step away from my list, but I'm going to kind of skip through my list because I tried to keep this list from, you know, conservative. I tried to start it out conservative and move to the provocative, but it seems like everything conservative has the ability to be pushed to the provocative, which is really a good thing because, you know, this just kind of gives you different levels of where you can go with the creativity, depending on where you are in your relationship. So at this point, I want to make sure that a special guest on the show is available to talk about something that would definitely spice up a relationship. And it's one where I think some people kind of don't want to talk about. If they do, they're ashamed to talk about, but it's how to get creative in the bedroom. I want to introduce on the show tonight someone who is very near and dear to me. I hope she is ready. I'm not going to call her out. I'm going to let her determine whether or not she wants to let us know who she is. I think she already did, but she has so many different ideas that she has created a title that I just so love, and she calls herself a secret consultant. Are you ready to share with us what you can do to help spice up any and every relationship?
Yes. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, hello. We
Hello.
Want to welcome you
Hello.
To the Red Room for the first time. I think everybody knows that it's my little sister. And when I say my
Yes.
little sister, I just wish that she had shared with me some things that she shares with me now, but all I can say is my little sister has shared some things that there will be never a moment in whoever my future, whatever his name is, he will never, ever be able to say, I'm bored. So don't ever think that your little sister or your little sibling can't teach you something, because mine sure did. Chanel, tell us some things that you started a business, and I just truly applaud you for taking the opportunity to do something that is a little bit different than a lot of people would do, and just addressing the whole part of things that people want to do that they don't talk about and make it a secret, how you've been able to tap into, if you want to make it a secret, I can still consult you.
Right. Well, it started probably a couple of years ago when I used to be a distributor for a company for adult toys and person.
Okay.
You know, and the money that I would making was good for the weekend, you know, just a weekend job. But my daughter was only 9 years old, and she was getting off the bus, you know, at home, and the UPS truck was coming every day, so I just had to stop. Because I figured that eventually you're going to get curious and try to open one of these boxes, and I'm not trying to explain that right now. But I've created a, well, not created, but I have an online website for adult boys, miscellaneous. As my mom would say, from the Ruta to the Tuta. Whatever you have in the back of your mind or have thought about, and most people want to explore, but they won't because you're labeled as a freak or she's freaky, or it's just everybody wants to, but they're afraid to. It's nothing wrong with it. It's a part of life. It's just like the little boy that plays with his Lego blocks, and mommy and daddy has their toys too. So,
why do you think people feel like it's something that they should be ashamed of?
I have no idea, because I'm not. I can't answer that. I'm sorry, but I can't answer that question.
Okay, sorry. I guess maybe I was looking for this psychological analysis, and the only thing you can come up with, I have no idea, but it's just not who you are.
I have a question.
What did you say?
Okay.
I have a question. Okay.
What is the freak thing that you have?
It's kind of a couple things. It's this one toy that's called the dual penetrator.
A dual?
Oh.
Hey, that's a pretty good toy right there.
Right? And of course, any of them that vibrate, and there's always the crystal rabbit. You've got clockwise, counterclockwise, beads, vibration, the works. It's every woman's favorite toy.
Do you have any swings?
Yes, I do. And the weight restriction on that is 250.
Wow.
What's the weight?
Where?
The weight restriction is 250.
Okay.
Well, I'm only 200, so I can still use it.
So the big girls can have fun too. I'm a big girl.
Mm-hmm.
We might have to do a private party.
Chanel, can you share with us your website?
My website is called it's www.theuntoldsecrets.com.
Okay.
The Untold Secrets.
Website for how you call it? For Valentine's.
Yes, definitely for Valentine's Day. Is it it's secret with an S? Okay.
Somebody
feedback. There's feedback. What I'm gonna do at this point is I'm gonna mute everybody else's line except for hers. And then at some point when we're ready to open up the call for her to for you to ask her questions, I will do that. And I just want to make sure it's the Untold Secrets with an S, correct?
Yes. Untold Secrets.
Okay. Anyone who is listening to our archive call, I will say you definitely need to go to the Untold Secrets. With an S, .com. She does not care who you are. It doesn't matter, you know, what you're looking for, the product for. She just fulfills the order. And I will even say that if you are looking for creative ideas and you're not quite sure what it is that you're looking for, she has you can email her, and she will communicate with you through email. She does not communicate through phone, and you have to know and understand why, because we just have, you know, there are a lot of people out there who have a different intent. So through email, until she develops a, you know, a business, you know, profile with you, she won't share her phone number. So Chanel, can you share with us your email address?
The email address is www. No, it's not www. I can't. It's a secret. I T Kristen Hissing, one of the E's, @gmail.com. It's hard for me to do without looking at it.
Okay. And I know you're in the middle. And I will have to say this. I really think I thank her so much for coming on the show tonight, because right now I will tell you where she is. She is in her store painting, sanding, well, not painting yet, sanding the walls. She's getting ready to open up her own storefront to be able to provide the services that she has available to people, so you can walk in her store. So the email address is it's ITZ a secret SEC.
No. It's ITZ a secret @gmail.com.
Okay. The email address again is ITZ, A as in Arthur, SCRET @gmail.com. If you can't get the information, definitely email us at the Red Room Radio. No one understand. We are going to be able to forward the information so that you can get in touch with her. Go to the website, theuntoldsecrets.com. Email address is ITZASCRET @gmail.com. Now, I want to say this. I have to ask you to tell us about the one thing that you told me that it really made me feel like, where have I been all my damn life? Because I just, when you told me this about this product, I was like, wow. And I just had this visual and just kind of imagined, you know, what it would be like. And I don't even know if I'm going to call it by the right thing, but it's the underwear.
Oh,
you know,
my
the conversation
goodness.
We had.
Yes. They are the most fun, I think, anybody. When you're talking about spicing it up and you're talking about cooking in the kitchen, the remote control panties. They are the ball. They are so much fun. You put them on, and your significant other, friend, husband, whatever, has the remote. And you can wear them out. You can wear them to the movies, wherever. He has the remote. Just make sure the batteries are good. And it's just like, it's just like the best thrill ever. That's a lot of fun.
I just can't even, I mean, it was just one that left me speechless. I was scratching my head, and I was thinking to myself, you've got to be kidding me. Remote control, and they basically have a vibrator in the panties, is that correct?
It's a bullet that's in it.
A bullet. Okay, see, I don't even know the terminology. It's, but we understand I'm a work in progress. I still can't. I still find it hard to believe that I'm learning all of this stuff from my little sister. I've been married twice, and she's never been married, and I'm learning all of this stuff from her. Had she shared all these secrets, maybe I wouldn't have had two divorces.
Maybe you might not have got married at all.
Well, that is true, too. But anyway, okay, I know that I closed the lines off so that no one else could really share right now, but I'm going to open up the lines to Elijah. I don't even know what you're going to say. Sarah Lynn, I can't even imagine. Marcia,
I'm just thinking about going out. Going out and forgetting it's on. And somebody had the remote.
Well, let me tell you about these panties. let me tell you about these panties. Baby girl, when I tell you they're something serious, they are something serious.
Yes,
they now, are. Now, I'm not too sure about that partner having that remote control, though. especially if we're going to wear it out. Because if you push that button at the right goddamn time, then I don't care who's watching at that point. It just it is what it is.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Okay. I just can imagine. I have a caller that has a comment, question, something to share. I hope everybody can just kind of calm down for a minute. The last four numbers of the cell phone are 7749. Caller, do you have something to share?
Hola, how y'all doing? It's Felicia.
Hey, Felicia, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You came in at the right time. You just really came in at the right time because at this point it's an opportunity for you to share what it is that you've heard on the call tonight. It's an opportunity for you to ask my sister any questions that you may have for her. But you know, you have some insight for us because I think most of us on the call tonight are single or we're married, but you, I think, have some very, very creative ideas. But before we even go down in that direction, do you have any insight or something that you want to add to or question that you have for Chanel with the Untold Secrets?
I don't really think I have any questions about the Untold Secrets. I've been told, and they're just on my list of things to do. You know, checking them off 1 month at a time, maybe 1 week at a time, whenever I feel like it.
I know that's right.
But I may
that
still
is
contact
so amazing.
Her. I may still contact her because she's a good resource, so I like having resources.
Absolutely. You always have to have that resource.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, Chanel, I know you've got a million and one things to do. I really love you, Sissy, for taking the time out to be on the show with us tonight. And I know it was last minute for you, and I put you in a very, very, I kind of put you on the spot. But do you have anything else that you want to add? I mean, I want you to stay on the show with us and chime in whenever, but if you have to go, I do understand. So I just want to find out if there's anything else that you want to share with us. I'm just expecting people to be calling you. Well, not calling you because we don't want phone calls, but emailing you and visiting the website.
Yeah,
and we're also going to have, I will say this, we're going to have an open house. So all of y'all that's in the DMV area, I'm letting you know right now, we're taking a road trip because the grand opening for her store is going to be so totally amazing. So I'm just saying, we're going to go on a road trip for the grand opening of her store.
No, I'm sorry. I don't have anything to add this time, except for if you want to email me, feel free to do so. I'll get back to you. I'm looking forward to, store opening. Like I said, Shelly said, I'm covered in paint. I'm actually closed up in the bathroom at the store because there's so much noise going out there with the sanding and the painting. But and she did put me on the spot, but it's my sister, and I love her to death.
Well, thank you.
It's a lot of fun. This is like the other side of me. It's like she said, she learned it from her little sister. But I think it's fun. I mean, if just being open and explore and just try. I don't want to say try anything, but just have fun. Just have fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, thank you. I love you, sis. I'll call you later.
Okay, okay. I'm going to listen to the rest of your show, though.
Okay. All right. What we're going to do at this point is continue to go through the list. I know after what we've already shared, probably everything else is kind of, oh, well. But there's still some other creative ideas that we have that, and it's Alicia even said something that I'm going to skip to the other ones, and I'm going to go to what she talked about, because what she said is on her list. I think that is so important, that when it comes to relationships, you have to be open-minded about things. And I think what one of the things that you can do is constantly play games. And when I say play games, I don't mean play games where you play mind games with a person. You know, we talk about the whole, oh, this person's playing games or whatever. Play games with the intimacy in a relationship. One of the things, and this is the last one that I actually have on the list, is called the bucket list. And what you can do is each person in the relationship write 6 things that they would love to experience with their partner. Only 6, because we're looking at kind of a year, and you can always repeat them, but you're focusing on, like, you know, for the next year, this is what we want to do. So you write 6 things that you would love to experience with that person, exchange the list, and each person will pick 1 thing from that list once a month, and it alternates back and forth. So, Felicia, would you like to share something? And I'm maybe putting you on the spot, but I don't even think you care if I put you on the spot. Would you like to share? Would you like to share? I mean, and you're married, and you and your husband are like, you know, I just so love the relationship that the two of you have. I mean, I've spent time with the two of you together. I've spent time with each of you apart, and it's that connection that y'all have with each other is one where it's like, you have to have that spark that even, you know, when you're away from each other, you still can see I so am connected and love my spouse. Would you like to share with us just, I mean, one thing, I'm only asking for one thing, that you would say, it sounds like to me you have that bucket list that you kind of, you know, experience with your husband. Antoine's going to kill us both if we share too much, so I'm not going to put you too far out there.
Well, actually, I'm not going to. It's not going to be racy, but I actually have 3 things that I want to share that I feel will encompass all the raciness.
Okay.
So the first, sorry, I have my kids and my dog in following me around the house. So
it's okay.
The first thing is communication. And when I say communication, I mean not just talking, but someone has to listen. And you have to create a judgment-free zone where you can talk about your fantasies, you can talk about anything that you want and not feel judged. A lot of times we don't do things because if, let's say, a man wants to experience something that, you know, let's say a man wants to experience another woman. Your man wants to experience another woman or a threesome. And you're like, oh, why would you want to do that, blah, blah. Well, now he feels you judge him, and he'll never tell you any of his fantasies again. Not only that, now you made it so taboo that he actually wants to try this. So if you create a judgment-free zone where you guys can talk about it, you may not do it, but at least he got it out in the open. And I'll say this because in the beginning of our marriage, my husband, his main thing was women are his weakness. And he's like, I don't want to cheat on you. Every man that I know and respect has cheated on their wife, and they told me how horrible it is, and I don't want to do it. And I said to him, I said, okay, I understand that. And I said, look, If something should happen, anything can happen, wrong place, wrong time, right place, wrong time, whatever combination you want to put it in, it can happen to him, it can happen to me. I said, my only request is you come home and tell me. Don't tell everybody else. Come home and tell me, and let's deal with it. Maybe there's something going on in our relationship that we have to deal with. The next morning, I kid you not, he looked at me, he was about to go to work, and he said, you know what? Those feelings that I had, they're gone.
Wow.
You know, and I feel like it's because I created a judgment-free zone where we can tell each other what's going on with us, whether it's a fantasy, whether it's something personal, whatever it is, we just have our zone. The other thing is we do regular date nights. It's not as regular as we would like them to be, but we do date nights. It's very important to get away from the kids. So we go out on our date, and it doesn't have to be anything fancy. We go to Applebee's across the bridge, and we spend no more than $35. That includes drinks and tips. So we be so proud of ourselves.
Right.
But just being out, whether we go to a bar, whether we go to the club together, whatever it is, where we're just focused on each other and we're not focused on the kids, we're not focused on the bills, we're not focused on anything else, just each other. Now, that can lead to whatever the heck you want it to lead to. But it's the point of having that time. It's the point of having that time away. The last thing is, don't become married. And I get this from my husband because he rarely refers to me as his wife. I'm always his girlfriend. So we never really became a married couple. Yes, legally we're married, but he refers to me as his girlfriend. We just had our date night on Monday, and he posted, you know, out with my girlfriend. And some of his friends was like, ooh, I'm going to tell, or he can put a comment like, don't tell Felicia because I'm trying to get some. But, but you know, we constantly look at each other as boyfriend and girlfriend. And when you do that, you don't really have the stigmas of marriage, the whole, you know, oh, marriage is boring. You only have sex once a month when you're married, if that. You don't really fall into that because we're not married.
That just puts a whole different. You got me scratching my head now because
I mean, all three parts.
Now, of course, I knew about the whole date night thing. That's something that, you know, people always toss out there and they say, but they don't even talk about they don't go into the whole, you know, some people don't do date night because, like, it's not in our budget. You know, we have kids, this, that, and the other, so we can't really date. But it's ways that you can make it happen. The judgment-free zone, that to me is like a point of communication that so many couples, and not just married couples, but just people in relationships need to have, because if you can truly talk about what it is that you're thinking and you're feeling without judgment, it opens up the line of communication to a level that I think most people have never really experienced before. But it's got to be something that both people are ready for, because it could not go so very well, but you have to know your partners to know whether or not they're ready for it.
Exactly. You never know what's going to come out of their mouths, but that's the whole point of judgment-free, is that, okay, you tell yourself, I don't know what's going to come out of that person's mouth, but I'm not going to respond. Even if you have a judgment, you can, in that zone when they're talking, you can say, okay, give me a moment to think about this. Give me a moment to digest this before I say anything. This way, at least you're not immediately reacting to what that person says, but you can process it, and that person don't feel like, oh, my gosh, why are you quiet? I should have never told you this, blah, blah, blah. But it's just because you never know what's going to happen. No matter how much you love someone or you're married to them, if they're growing as an individual, you're never going to know every single thing about them because they're going to be changing. And that's one of the things that's always fun with me and Antoine, is that we're constantly growing as individuals. We're growing, we're learning. So then when we come home and talk about stuff, or we go to on our date nights and talk, it's like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. Or, you know, I'll say something and he goes, I never knew that. And I'll say, well, I never knew it either. I just figured it out.
Wow.
So that's why it's important to have this zone, so that, because you don't know, and you don't want your spouse, your partner, to feel they trust you and they love you, and all they want is you to love and trust them in return. And the moment they don't feel that, that makes a shift in the relationship.
Wow.
Can I add something?
Sure.
I think that's one of the other reasons that people have relationship with other grown friends of theirs, because that's their way of exposing themselves to different things, but they keep it together. You know how somebody out there is having a good dinner or something, that is making me hungry.
Yeah, somebody is chewing something. I did hear
yeah.
that. I don't even know whose line it is.
I was like, what
does
that
but...
have to do with marriage?
No, but what I was talking about, you know, when we call about grown folks, conversation and grown folks, people are having relationship with other couples.
Mm-hmm.
That's one
yeah.
of the reasons people do it, because instead of going outside by themselves, at least they're doing it together. So they know what they're doing and they feel comfortable within their relationship that they could do things like that together.
Right.
Well,
right.
That opens the whole door to some things that people, I mean, that piece opens the door to something that a lot of people don't understand and have a tendency to judge. And, I think that's something that people have to know and understand, that if they are comfortable in the relationship with that person, it's like Felicia said, when you have that judgment-free zone, if it's something that the person says, well, you know, this is something that I'm thinking about, you have to be comfortable enough to be able to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do agree, know and understand that, wow. I mean, just think about it. Suppose it's a situation where both people are really comfortable with it. One doesn't want to say anything to the other because they feel like, well, what is she going to think if I tell her this? What is he going to think if I tell her, you know, I want to be a swinger? They just possibly could be hiding something that they both could be comfortable with, but because one person doesn't think the other one will understand it, then they don't even want to talk about it. So
right.
I think it's a judgment-free zone is so crucial. And I think when people talk about communication in a relationship, all they talk about is being able, you have to listen. You know, when the person wants to talk, you have to listen. You have to hear what it is they have to say. Well, you know what? You can listen and you can hear. But after all of that, if you judge, what was it all for? So that piece is so key, Felicia. I mean, that may even, you know, just be something that, you know, we may need to
That's
expand on, because it's just, it's key. All I'm just saying is y'all don't even know and understand. I'm learning so much myself from the information that we are sharing. And I know I cannot be the only person that's learning something. So, Felicia, that was so key. And this is coming from someone who is married. So if there's anybody out there that's married, all of the other things that we will talk about on the show, the ideas that we share, I will say that the three pieces that she just gave us, the judgment-free zone, keeping your date night, and don't become married, that has
mm-hmm.
to be, you know, so key in keeping the sparks alive and keeping the fire burning in your marriage. And if we're
mm-hmm.
not, if anybody's not married, guess what? No, when you do become married, these are the three things that you want to make sure you keep keep focusing on, you know, in addition to everything else, so that you keep the marriage going in the right direction. You stay in the place where you were when you met, even after you're married. So, Felicia, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. Sometimes I do have some insights every blue moon.
No, it's not insight every blue moon. I also want to say that if anyone has ever visited my website at ShellyLBooks.com, the awesome, amazing website that I have is because of Felicia. She is the owner of FPE Services, and she has done an amazing job for my website. She has been, she's just done an amazing, you know, job for, you know, helping me in so many ways that she has helped me for my business. So if there's anyone who is looking to have any kind of marketing website, Felicia, you know the technical terms because you know me and the whole technical stuff. Please just tell our listeners what it is that you can do to be as awesome as you are.
Well, it's okay about not knowing the technical stuff. Most of my clients don't, so I talk to them about stuff, thingies, and things that go like that. So
mm-hmm.
we don't use technical words when I talk to clients. But I do web marketing, I do web design, and I also, I'm getting into the new service that we will be providing soon, would be do it for you Facebook marketing.
Ooh. So you mean to tell me at some point I will have to do my own Facebook post?
No, you'll have to do your own Facebook post. But
oh, so what is,
I'm not going to manage.
So tell us what is do it for you? Tell me what that is. What is that? Okay, I'm going to use the terms that I use. What is that thingy? What does that do?
Sure. So we would manage your ads. I don't know how many of you have noticed, but if you own a page, a business page on Facebook, it's becoming very, very hard for you to organically grow your community on Facebook. So, you know, you have to use ads, really, and we will manage your ads to make sure your community grows, to help you gain leads, and to help you make money.
Wow. Okay, can you let our listeners know how they can reach you, your website, contact information, so that your phone will be ringing or your website will be buzzing for the thingies that you could provide, like all the thingies that you do for me?
No problem. You can find me at www.speservicesonline.com. You can find me on Twitter at Felicia Pratt. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/FeliciaPrattEllis. And my phone number is 301-485-9165. And I think that's it. And I do want to give you a shout out on something, but I don't know if she contacted you yet, so I don't want to really say it. Have you said it yet? Because you need to say it before if she contacted you.
I will be there on Saturday.
You will. Okay. So
yes.
Make sure you tell everybody that you are speaking this weekend at Women Walking in Their Own Shoes. I did their website too. Shameless plug. But yes, you're going to be speaking there. Get in. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. Okay. Well, Felicia, I'm just so excited that you were able to share with us tonight. Feel free to chime in for the rest of the show. And since you did open up the introduction, I am so, so really excited to be speaking. Unfortunately, I just got the confirmation. I know it's kind of in the works, but, you know, with everything that has been going on with me and with her, it's been kind of, you know, just crazy. But I am speaking Saturday in Crystal City for a conference, Women Walking in Their Own Shoes. You know, when it comes to the whole shoe thing, I have a way of being able to just relate, and it's a topic that I can definitely speak to. I will have the information on my website, Felicia, as an event. Am I correct?
Sure. I got to put it on tonight then.
See, this is the kind of service that I'm talking about. It's
this
my website
not for
is.
Everybody.
I know. No. I just, no one understands. This comes at a price, but no one understands that the price that you would pay for her services, you get. And I mean, it's hard. I'm almost lost for words. I can't even say. She is such an amazing businesswoman, and she will do what she needs to do to make sure that you get what you need from your business. It's not about what you think you need. She'll take that in addition to what she knows you need and be able to help you grow your business. The website for the event on Saturday is www.wwitos.com. If you are in the Virginia area, the DMV area, please join us. Go to the website and you will see the information. It's one where we will come together as women. We inspire, we motivate, we help each other. And, you know, it's just going to be an amazing event where we will come together and walk away with something that we will be able to feel that has really touched us. again, Felicia has given us her information, and just make sure when you contact her for her business services, and, you know, not about how, you know, she's not in the dating business and how to help your relationship business. But, you know, if you want to go in that direction, Felicia, you might even get some phone calls.
We'll see how many I get first. See if there's a real market out there.
I'm just saying that just, you know, always that whole be the don't be married, but even if you are married, I'm just, that's kind of like a brand. I'm feeling something with that. I'm going to go to the next thing on the list. And this is something, and you know, we're almost, we only have like a few minutes, like 45 minutes left in the show. And I just feel like this list has gotten so long. The things that I want to share, I've not even really had an opportunity for other people, for other guests on the show to share their ideas, but I want to go real quick through my list. And then after that, I want all the other guests on the show, the other callers, to be able to share theirs. One thing, and I know Sarah Lynn is going to chime in on this one, one thing that you can do to spice up your relationship is redecorate your bedroom. You have to make it a couple's retreat. I don't care if the rest of your house looks like it's been hit by a hurricane. Keep your bedroom a place of peace, but also excitement. If you need to paint it a new color, and you can do this together, get a new comforter, something that's masculine yet sexy. Always have your candles. And if you don't have children, I will say if you don't, if there are no children in the house, I would suggest that you add this. And this just kind of adds that whole sexiness to the bedroom. Add nude artwork. There are some beautiful, this beautiful artwork of nude pictures. And it doesn't necessarily, and they're all very tasteful. I've seen some that I just thought were just so amazing. So you can add, you know, some nude artwork to your bedroom. Be creative. Make it a palace, a place of peace. And no one understands that when you add the nude artwork, nudity, the naked body is meant to be an image of beauty, not an image of shame. So, you know, don't feel like if I put pictures of, you know, very tasteful nude art in my bedroom that I'm sending a different message. And I'm going to give Sarah Lynn an opportunity to chime in on this because the whole decorating thing, that is so her piece. But one of the things that you also can do is do a new photo session together. There are photographers out there that will do very tasteful, will do a very tasteful, professional nude photo session separately or the two of you together. Now, I know men may feel like I'm not taking no naked pictures, but can you imagine taking very tasteful nude pictures, and I'm saying with something draped across that creates this image of unity, but with a twist of sexiness. I mean, maybe it's even hard for me to describe, but I can visualize, and I've seen some pictures, and it's like, wow, that's so amazing. So if you want to kind of do something that's a little different, and this is probably something that will be done with a married couple, because I couldn't even imagine myself doing this with somebody that I'm not married to, but if you're married, even if you don't want to display these pictures, you know, on the wall in your home, it's a way for you to create a photo album just to remind you of the things that, you know, that you see of each other on the outside, which is what you see is their outer beauty, but also reveals when you look at that picture their inner beauty as well. One last thing before, well, I got two more things, and one is something that I just think it's something that people don't understand is readily available for them, but there are so many people out there that can provide it, and that is be creative and do a couple's massage. Can you imagine coming home one day and there is the whole ambiance of the, you know, the candles, and if you want to do the rose petals, that's fine, but you have your own personal massage therapist right there ready to do a couple's massage. I have an amazing... I'm sorry?
Sign me up.
You already know. I had a women's event a couple of months ago, and we had different people that you know, kind of were with us that just did things to, you know, we it was about us inspiring each other and, you know, coming together as women and doing things to help each other feel wonderful. And a friend of mine is a mobile massage therapist. She has hands that are truly gifted. She came in, she did what she did chair massages for all of the ladies. When I tell you, when I was done, and it was only a 15-minute massage, I felt like I could bend over and touch my toes. I could do jumping jacks. I just felt like my whole body, every muscle that was wound up as tight as it could possibly be, was so relaxed. Her hands are just so totally amazing. Just imagine having an evening together with the person that you know, want to do something special for, and you have a personal couples massage. It's one of those. I mean, and you can extend it to, you know, with the flowers, the rose petals, and the candles, and, you know, like Elijah said, have the smell when you come in, and it reminds you of that special person. And then you can even, you know, after she leaves, y'all can go into the kitchen and do your cooking. It's just something that could really create a romantic evening that you call her back again. I want to share her information with you. She was she wanted so much to be on the show with us tonight to talk to us about the services that she provides, but she is working and wasn't able to. She had an appointment, actually, and wasn't able to be on the show with us, and I truly understood why she couldn't, you know, just stop giving her massages to talk on the show with us. But the name of her business is called, her name is Dee, and the name of her business is called With Dee's Hands. It's WITHDEES Hands, HANDS. She has given me permission to share her phone number with all of our listeners. If you're in the DMV area, her phone number is 202-396-1964. I will honestly say that she has been, and aside from the whole creating the spice in your relationship or whatever, she has done some therapeutic massages for me, and she is so amazing. Again, I say that her passion is in her hands. So if you want to create that special evening with someone, take the time to give her a call, and she will come to you and give you your own personal couples massage. Or it could be something that you just may want to do for someone else and just, you know, kind of come in after the fact and, you know, reap the rewards of that person being totally relaxed, and you can then take advantage of them. I didn't really just say that, but give Dee a call. Again, her phone number is 202-396-1964. You, on Facebook, you can find her With Dee's Hands. Also, her Twitter is the same, pound with Dee's Hands, D-E-E-S. One last thing I'm going to add, and Sarah-Lynn, I want you to chime in with the piece about the bedroom and decorating, because I know you have something for that. I'm going to just throw one more thing out there, because I still have a list. But the last thing I'm going to add is, take a bookstore trip. And it's not just because I'm an author and I believe that reading is fundamental, because it is. You can be something very, very interesting with books. If you go to the bookstore and visit the adult or relationship section, pick a book and explore it together. There are so many books out there. I remember there was a book I bought a long time ago, when I was married, and it was called, I don't even know where the book is now, but I do remember that I had the book. I think it was called 101 Nights of Great Sex. And it wasn't the you know, kinky, racy kind of thing, but it was how to create evenings that would lead to, you know, just a great evening. But it was very creative. That was an old book, so I can't even imagine, you know, the kind of books that are out there now. But go to the bookstore. Go through the relationship section or the adult section and find something that the two of you can read together. I will say, you know, the Kama Sutra book, it can be very serious, but also funny at the same time. I mean, if you've ever seen the Kama Sutra book, it's a little interesting. So you can make it as fun or part of a fantasy as much as you want. Also, something else that you can do is find a provocative book and set aside time to read this book together. Now, The 50 Shades of Grey, I have to admit, I've never read it. I've heard about it, but I've never read it. But I've heard the response that it has gotten from so many people. And listening to it, it made me wonder, what would it be like to read that book with someone? Now, I'm sure that can't be the only book that's out there, but it is one. So find something that is, you know, I know that there's an author, Jerome Dickey. He writes a little, you know, books that are a little racy. Find something that's provocative. That's what you're looking for. And crawl up, you know, together in bed and read the book at night. And don't be surprised if, you know, you only read half of a chapter and the book's missing under the cover. So there's so many different things that you can do. I mean, there are games that you can play. The role play. And if it comes down to the role play, I'm sure Chanel has outfits and all kinds of things that she can help you fit into any role that you would like to be in for, you know, whatever kind of evening it is that you're looking for. So at this point, I'm going to unmute the lines. I'm going to ask that any of our guests or our callers chime in and share whatever it is that you have to share.
Hey, it's Felicia.
Okay, Felicia.
I have a resource for photography. Her name is Lisa Fleet. She does boudoir photos. You could do individual boudoir photos or have a boudoir party. And her website for the boudoir photos is, I just like saying the word boudoir.
I know, it sounds sexy, doesn't it? Boudoir.
It does. You should see these photos. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, the website is glamorousdivas.com.
Okay.
And you can go there. You can see the different photos that she's done, and the pricing is there, and her contact information is there. But when you talked about photography, taking sexy photos and things like that, she immediately popped in my head.
Okay. I mean, can you imagine this is a great Christmas gift or a Valentine's Day gift to your husband? Again, there are some things that we've talked about on the show tonight that really only relate to your spouse, because you have to get to a certain point of the relationship for it to be something that you kind of, you know, do with a relationship versus a spouse. But can you imagine a Christmas gift or a Valentine's Day gift to your spouse, and it's a photo album that you had put together from glamorousdivas.com, and it's your boudoir photos?
Or a calendar or a deck of cards. These are great anniversary. This is a great anniversary gift.
Oh, my gosh, you're going to make me want to get married again. Stop.
Hey, I need you to get that idea out of your head right now.
Come on, Eliza. Can't I think about it?
No, ma'am, you cannot.
No?
No?
No,
ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
Okay. No. All right.
Guys,
I like
have you
the
ever
idea
seen
as well. Have I ever seen what?
Have you guys ever seen Sex in the City?
Yes.
Did you guys notice that
in Samantha's bedroom, being the sex goddess that she is. She has a picture of herself over her bed, and it's very tasteful.
I sure did, because that's on my list, too.
Yeah, I mean, what is so wrong with having a very tasteful nude photo of yourself? If you can do that, that says, that's almost like the validation that I love me for me. Because, I mean, we can love who we are on the inside a whole lot quicker than we can love who we are on the outside. I mean, let's be for real.
Yeah.
People talk about self-love. I can love the fact that I'm nurturing, I'm caring, I'm giving, you know, all of these things. But it's harder for me to be able to say, you know, I love the fact that my waist is X number of inches and that, you know, my thighs aren't as thin as they used to be. When you can bear your outer self to be in a photograph, I think it really does kind of give a form of self-love that a lot of people just don't understand. I love the idea of the nude photos, and it really irritates me that people think that nudity is something that we should be ashamed of and not something that should be looked at as a place of us arriving to loving ourselves on the inside as well as the out. Now, some of the pictures, now let me, I'll have to say, some of the pictures, and we're not talking about the stuff that we see on Instagram and on Facebook, that's not where we're going with this. That's a whole different place. But I'm sure
the pictures you're talking about.
Has a different twist on you know what it is that we would see from the boudoir photos.
But let's talk about the boudoir.
Yeah,
the boudoir,
share with us what the boudoir should look like.
The boudoir should look like the first time you had sex with your husband. It should be frilly. He wants you to be nice, and he wants to go back to that day, that the first time that you guys actually was alone together. So you want to make it romantic. You want to have the colors. You want the silk sheets. You want to go take it up a notch. The colors, red. Red is the most passionate color there is out there when it comes to passion. Red is it. Red satin sheets. If you don't like candles, flameless candles would work. Dim the lights. Champagne. Put on something nice, high, sexy with some frills on it. Never take anything for granted when it comes to the bedroom. You want to go all out because you need to make an impression.
Right. And I mean, let me add this one thing to it. And I know you can speak to this, Sherilyn. You know, I can't grow a cactus inside my house. I kill everything. Now, give me some dirt outside, and I can raise a farm. But I do know that plants on the inside they create a certain sense of something. They create a sense of life. And one thing that I have done for many, many years is if I can't grow real plants in my house, I'll do the fake ones. They look real. But I have a ficus tree. Over the years, I probably have bought 7 or 8 ficus trees that all died. So I decided, you know what, we're not going to do that anymore. But I have a silk ficus tree. And what I did was, I took a strand of the Christmas lights, and I put them all through the branches and the leaves on the ficus tree. So when I cut all of the lights off in my bedroom, I have the ficus tree to light up the room. And it's not a bright light. It's a soft light. It's a calming light. It's one that you feel the life from the plant, even if it's not real, but the dim light from, you know, the lights that are on it. So What do you really think that adding plants to a room, you know, can kind of do to the ambiance?
Not only it gives you better oxygen, it's a better atmosphere to sleep because the plant actually gives off oxygen.
So it helps you. The plant gives off oxygen. It gives off smell. Because for me, you know, I can't bear to see a fig tree. But at the same time, but what about some gardenias? Gardenias make the whole room smell like if it was outside in a garden. What about stars? Some people just like sleeping under stars. You could go into Staples and get those fluorescent stars. So when you turn off the lights, the whole ceiling could be lit up with stars. You know how romantic that could be?
James, I'm thinking now. I mean, I was thinking. I put stars in my son's ceiling when he was a kid, but I never thought about putting stars in my ceiling in my bedroom, but that is kind of hot.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the list could go on and on. It's just your imagination. Your imagination has to go way out there. You want to make an impression. If you have problems thinking about all these little things that you could do, hit me up on Facebook. Send me an email. And let me tell you one more thing before I stop. The most romantic thing that you can do, and I'm not saying that you have to spend a lot of money, but a short little trip. Take a trip. Go back. You know, some people just like plays. Take a quick trip to New York. You can do it on the train. The train has sleepovers, or you can go to Miami. There's little trips that you could take. It does not. It could be little weekend trips. And not many of you know that I'm a travel agent. And there's a lot of little things that you can do, or places to go that bring the romance back. It's just for the two of you.
Right.
So
absolutely.
Yes, Sarah Lynn is. Let me know.
Sarah Lynn is a travel agent. So, I mean, that is one of the things that, and I will say this, travel is definitely one of the things that, I mean, we got to be for real. I don't care what has happened in the economy. I don't care how much money people, you know, have or don't have. Traveling is one of the things that people will make money for. They will find a way to get it done. And if you can, you know, travel to do whatever it is that you have to do, take time to take a little weekend trip. I mean, like she says, it could be something as quick as, you know, a couple of hours away someplace and check it into a hotel for the weekend. And, you know, just spending that one-on-one time together. And if you need ideas or places to go, no matter where it is that you are, please contact her because she has different you know, specials and just, you know, kind of quick trips that you can take to, you know, just a getaway for the weekend. Sarah Lynn, can you share with us the information on how they can get in touch with you if they just need an idea or, you know, some information on, you know, places that they can go?
And before I give you the information, I am not only saying go somewhere out of the area, but let me put it to you guys this way. There are hotels, there's the waterfront, there is hotels in the DMV that you could check in for one night.
Right.
One night, and
it doesn't have to be a weekend away. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
You guys hold of me at www.srileyray@gmail.com. S as in the first letter of my name, S as in Samantha, Riley Ray, RileyRay@gmail.com. Just tell me where you want to go. We'll make it happen.
I'm just questioning. Okay, I'm going to say this, and it's just really interesting that you said what you said, and I'm going to make a joke of this, but it might be kind of serious. And James, tell me if you think I might be on to something. She said, S as in Samantha, not as in Sarah Lynn. Do you think her alter ego is Samantha from Sex and the City?
Yeah.
let me put it to you guys.
She did not say S as in Sarah Lynn. She said S as in Samantha.
room. She just talked about Samantha with the naked picture. I'm going to have to come over to your house and see whether or not you have a naked picture of yourself in your bedroom. And see if you kind of practices some of the things that we're talking about.
She also said Samantha and put emphasis on it, too.
Didn't she?
She did. Samantha.
I don't know how much of you know that my husband was in the military. And he was in the military in Bosnia, and I took a picture. I was lying on my bed in one of my most sexiest things, and I took a picture. And the point is, I took that picture and I sent it all the way to Bosnia. And the only reason why I haven't gotten it blown it up properly is that I think I would lose part of the picture if I blow it up to put it over my bed.
But I guess the welcome home was kind of nice, huh?
You do what you want to do for your country.
Okay, at this point, our co-host James has been kind of quiet. And I'm just saying, Eliza, I'm so glad you're here tonight, because I don't know what it is that I have to say. Eliza and James are both in Hotlanta. I'm just really wondering how hot it was last night, because
we're not going to touch on that subject because I'm just going to say that, to be totally honest, I don't even remember what happened last night.
It was not good.
I don't. I remember certain parts of the night, and I remember some boy at the club walking past me that had a fat butt, and I ended up taking some shots, and it didn't sit well with me because, one, I didn't eat, and, two, it was cheap.
Ain't nothing worse than some cheap shots in the club.
Honey, let me tell you. I would never, ever in my life go to a club, this particular club, with these two fools ever again.
It's not my fault.
Somebody got to take the blame. Bottom line, somebody got to take the blame.
And no food.
Okay. I just want to know, when y'all come to the DMV, when we do this live show, no one understands, the partying will be after the show, not before the show.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Said, oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Has to be after the show.
After the
show. Well, can I get something to play with during the show? I mean,
oh, God.
Let's figure out what the topic is going to be about, and then we shall see. James, I want to know.
As long as a stripper pole is involved? A stripper pole.
Oh, Lord Jesus. We're going to go there. And I called on the Lord for that, because you know it had to be that serious.
Can I ask a question?
Okay.
How hard it is to put that pole in your bedroom?
It's not hard at all, girl. I can walk you through that over the cell phone.
And that's, you know, since that question was asked, I want to say this. That is something that's something, again, that's taboo. It is, like, so totally, oh, that's just so horrible. Who wants to do that? People don't know and understand that first of all, if you are with a man that is going to a club that is watching someone else swing around the pole, why don't you figure out how to do the same thing and let him throw his dollars at you? Yes, I said it.
How
about you go with him and watch them swing around the pole?
See, Felicia, I was getting ready to go there too, because that is one of the things that so many people feel like, oh, I'm going to go to the strip club with my man. No, because if you go to the strip club,
the same big city that you looked at when I was looking at it.
But the thing of it is, if it's like if you are a female in a relationship with a man, and you go to the strip club with him, now you're going to be labeled as bisexual. Who gives a shit with somebody? Ooh, I cursed. Who cares? Yeah, I said it. Who gives a shit what somebody labels you as? If you are in a relationship with somebody else and it's about the two of you together, stop worrying about what somebody else is going to think if they see the two of you out together.
Right.
Me, I'm waving my hand because I just so would never have walked into a strip club because it would have seemed like, well, if I go to the strip club, then if I go in with my husband or with my boyfriend, then somebody's going to look at me and think I'm bisexual or that I'm gay. Who gives a crap? What you think?
Hey, people don't think about it that not only doing those things with your significant other, it takes away a lot of the fantasies that they would have in their mind because you're able to join in with those fantasies before they even express it to you.
Judgment-free zone. I have this joke for you guys.
Okay.
There was this couple who was about 80 years old, and they started doing the date night thing since they were young and about and having fun. And it was a joke to them. It started off as a joke. Somebody told me the story. And every time they would sleep together, he would always leave her money underneath by her lamp. They were married, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it was a game to them that to keep them spiced up. So he used to always leave money underneath the lamp in her bedroom.
I might do that this weekend.
80 years old, and he was still doing it. Do you know the man died at 84 years old? And you know what happened?
What?
All the money he ever gave her, she was able to do anything she was because she never spent a dime of the money. She was a millionaire.
Wow. Huh.
So think about it. It's a game. Life is a game. Do we talked
about role playing.
Right. It's a game. Make it fun. Make it fun and it would last.
And the thing about it is it's your marriage. It's your relationship.
I'm gonna go a little further. Don't just say make it fun. Make it interesting.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Make it interesting. Don't just make it fun, because you can make anything fun. But make it interesting and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Make it interesting to the point that when you think about it, you still get the same chills instead of, oh, well, that's fun. Let's do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. Absolutely. I just think at some point we have to find a way. I mean, and I think we have a tendency to think that these types of things are things that we should share and talk about if we're in a relationship or if we're married. But why should you have to wait until you get to that point to seek this information out? Me personally, I'm not in a relationship, and I'm not even dating right now. But I can guarantee you, I want to know the things that I should be doing, the things that I want to do, how to approach certain things. I mean, just learning from Felicia, I'm not even looking for the whole married thing, Elijah. Calm down, because I did say I'm not even looking for the whole married thing. But the one thing that I did learn from Felicia and what she shared with us tonight is create the judgment-free zone. And that doesn't necessarily have to be when you're married, but think about it. If you're in a relationship with someone and you start out with the judgment-free zone, no one understands that when you do become married, and you're really not married because this person is still your girlfriend or your boyfriend because it's still just so hot and sexy for it to be that and not the married person, because that comes along with the whole bored, definition.
you now have this place where whatever my fantasy is, whatever it is that I think I want to do, how creative I want to be in my relationship, if I speak it and say it, you're not going to judge me for it. You can agree to, you know, to it, or you can disagree and say that's not something that I want to do, but I don't ever have to feel that I'm being judged by what it is that I'm sharing. So I will say, anybody listening to the show tonight, just because you're single and, you know, and not dating, don't feel that this information is not for you, because wouldn't you rather have the information before you meet that person and then have to try to figure out what can I do to keep that person's attention? What can I do to give? Relationships are one of those things where you have got to constantly learn and seek and explore for in order for it to grow. And when you get to the point of being married, and Felicia, I'm sure you understand this, it's always, like you said, you are always constantly growing. So, I mean, we only have a few minutes left on the show tonight. So I just want to thank everybody for, you know, sharing the information that they've shared. If there's anybody who has something that they want to share, any of our callers that are on the line, and I see that there are callers that have been quiet, that haven't had anything to say tonight, and that's okay. I hope that you've been taking notes. If you're in a marriage or in a relationship, that you have learned something, that we have, you know, we've helped each other, because I know I was scribbling, taking notes. I'm just going to say again, dude, I don't know who you are, when you're coming, or where you coming from. But the one thing I can say I know is you better look out, because there will never be a boring day ever in our relationship. So is there anybody else that has anything that they want to share? And I want to take a few minutes for us to share our two cents. No, this is a chance to just have our random rants and raves about whatever it is that we want to that we want to talk about. So before I start our two cents, is there anyone who has anything that they want to share?
Hello.
Yeah, I just want to add. Hello?
Hello.
Yes. You're there. Well, we can hear you.
Should I go?
I didn't know that you were here.
Yeah, I just want to.
Sorry.
I just wanted to say. Hello, Shelly?
Yes, I can hear you.
Go ahead. Yeah. I just wanted to say, a couple of weeks ago we talked about Shelly had met someone at her job, a couple, and they said that they were like best friends. They were married for a lot of years. And I had said, if only we could have heard what went on behind closed doors. But the reason I brought that up, I just wanted to say, the way Felicia described her relationship with her husband, I can see that that's going to lead into, you know, they're married, it's like best friends. Which is great, the way that they build their relationship, as instead of going outside of the marriage and, you know, taking their relationship out to a female friend and her husband taking it out to a male friend, they are the friends. They talk about what goes on in their relationship. And that's the way that they will be able to work things out, because if you don't voice what's going on in the relationship, it's like, everybody's upset, but nobody really knows what you're upset about. So I think that's a great way to have a relationship and a marriage. And I agree with her, because my fantasy is like getting married but not let anybody know. Just keep saying, oh, that's my boyfriend, that's my girlfriend. Because once that stigma of husband and wife is put there, it brings the marriage down to the boring level. It's like being in the same household with a brother and sister. Everything is like, ugh, you know what I mean? After a period of time, the excitement goes. But if you keep it at that level where it's like a girlfriend, boyfriend thing, there's a lot of excitement. That's all I wanted to say. So I think what Felicia said, it's really great, and a lot of people can learn from, you know, her relationship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyone else has anything that they want to share? Felicia, I don't even know if you have any idea how much what the impact of what you have shared with us on the show tonight. It has just been truly, it's been an eye-opener for me, because I will honestly say that, you know, I've learned a lot. I think if I knew some of the things, I'm not even going to say that. I just know that now I know what I know. If I ever get married again, Elijah, you don't put the dart down. I will be in that kind of relationship where he will always be my boyfriend. And I've always said, I don't want to be 60 years old and have a boyfriend. Well, guess what? If I'm 60 years old and I'm married, but he's still my boyfriend, I am not going to be upset about that. So I just...
He can be a man friend. He can graduate. He can be a man friend.
Yes. Oh, I like that. I so like that terminology because I've always so wanted to find another word or term for what would a person be if you're 60 and you're still dating. A boyfriend? That's so childish to me. I like man friend. This is my man friend. I like that. See, I learned something else. Is there anything that anyone else? What's your 2 cents? I'm so all over the place with the my 2 cents tonight. I think I would just be, I'd have the scattered, incomplete thought. My 2 cents is one that it would take me a little bit longer to go off on a tangent. So I'm going to save it for another time because it's a little deep. But does anyone have anything that they want to share that is their 2 cents? Something that's just stuck in the back of your mind that you just want to shout out loud that has nothing to do with the show tonight. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but something that you just want to share because you feel that maybe nobody asked you what you think or what you thought, but in the red room, we want to know what's your 2 cents. Does anybody have something that they want to share?
I want to add something
quickly.
Before, you know, you guys talked about if you want to have a nice time, husband and wife, and the kids, take the kids to a friend's
mm-hmm.
house. This is just something
mm-hmm.
funny that I'm going to add. Just make sure your friends do not have a boa constrictor.
Oh, Lord, that was bad. That was bad.
I don't know if you guys heard that a couple took their kids over to their friend's house. This is serious stuff, but I'm just making it a little bit funny. And the boa constrictor ate both of the kids. So now I'm just saying, be careful who you take your kids over to, you know.
Okay. So first find out before
terrible.
You dial a friend if they have a boa constrictor.
Leave it up to
I'm
the
glad,
to do that one.
Right. I'm glad that the only I'm in that place where if I have to dial a friend for that night that I need to have the house alone, my child is 15. So I don't think I have to worry about my 15-year-old being eaten by a boa constrictor. So that is good advice, though, and since I'm about to be a grandmother, if I have those, you know, have that moment where, you know, I'm the babysitter, I'm the grandma for the night, but then something comes up and I got to dial a friend, it'll most likely be Sarah Lynn. Please do not buy a boa constrictor.
I have the last thing I want to say.
Okay.
Each buddy on this call tonight, I thank you for listening to our calls. I enjoyed the call 100% tonight. It's so much information. But this girlfriend has something she has to do at 10 o'clock. So I bid you goodbye.
Oh, yeah, scandal is on. Go, bye. See you later.
Well,
hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. We get our fantasies in where we can, right?
I wish you guys many happy times in the boudoir.
Thank you.
Well,
and we shall talk to you next week in the red room.
Go ahead.
Just something real quick, Shelly.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I love
Make
you.
It quick. We got 20 seconds.
Okay, I love you. I'm proud of you.
I love you, too.
And sorry it
Thank
took
you.
Me so long to get here, but, you know, work schedule is crazy. But I love you, and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. And I'm so looking forward to you meeting us in the red room again, because I know you will.
Well, I will.
Of course.
And I'll remember the night before next time.
Exactly. I want to thank everybody who has dialed in, has listened to the show live tonight. I want to thank everyone who is listening to the archive calls you know, of the show. I am so totally just amazed and just feeling this sense of gratefulness to everyone who, I mean, to the thousands of listeners who listen to the show. Again, I want to thank everyone who has joined in on the call. Please don't forget, reach out to Chanel for the hidden secrets, to D with these hands, with Felicia Pratt at FPE Services. Again, thank you so much, and we will see you again next week live in the Red Room. Good night, and everyone have a great evening. Thanks to my co-host, James. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
James, get you some rest. Get you some rest. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. Good night.
Bye.